put a marble into the hand of that grocer laying in that casket. They were the ones that he had scattered to them. He had touched their life. He had made a difference in their lives. And friends, that's what God's after for us today. Be a scatterer. It's time to scatter. It's time to look around and see how we can make an absolute difference in our own world. Start with your own soul and then spread it out to your family. And then, as it keeps going, God's going to lead you. God's going to guide you. God's going to give you creative ideas. I'm asking the Lord, even right now, Heavenly Father, that you will just, in such a powerful way, continue to bless this congregation of scatterers. Bless, Lord God, and give us fresh and new and as I said, creative ideas that we can utilize for the glory of God. We're not trying to hoard and accumulate wealth to ourselves, Lord, but whatever you bring our way, we want to be diligent to turn around and use it for your honor and for your glory. So bring this service to a close. Who's here today and you just say, Pastor, you know what? I think I kind of lost my way a little bit. I got stuck in the box and I just need to have my soul refreshed. I want to get back on that pathway of making sure that my soul is fat, liberal, generous, healthy, growing in the things of God. I sometimes get distracted by all of the problems, all of the issues, and like those Pharisees of old, I get bogged down in the law. Friends, we need to be like Philip, who was doing the work of God, could have built a huge church, and all of a sudden God tells him to get up and go. And he finds that Ethiopian eunuch, and he ministers to him on the road, comes up into his chariot and leads him to Christ. And then that guy, history says, went on. And from what happened in his life, there were 10 million people through the course of history that came to know Christ as a result of that one act of obedience by Philip to leave that thriving move of God, that revival movement, and go down the road and find one person to minister to. That's what God's saying to us today. Let's be obedient. Let's be honest. Let's pursue Him. Even in our pain, we'll turn that pain into something productive. Let's be the people who plan on giving. We figure out creative ways to be used mightily of God. I want you all to stand right now. If you have anything that you'd like special prayer about, there'll be a bunch of us up here to just pray for you, anoint you with oil, lay hands on you. Maybe you'd like to come stand for somebody else. Maybe you're here today and you've never invited Jesus Christ into your heart and into your life to be your personal Savior. Your soul will never get anywhere but craving. You'll be so unsatisfied until you make that marvelous step. And that's where you enter eternal life, when you give your heart and life to Jesus. Let's just pray that prayer out loud, everybody. Say, Jesus, come into my life.